Greetings, this is James Gillen on As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we're actually broadcasting live from our new studio and in a location deep within the earth, and it shall remain unknown. So anyway, we've got a lot going on. There's so much going on I wanted to cover today. Rather than having a guest, everybody asked me, I want you to comment on some of the things happening on the planet right now. So I wanted to cover some things that I keep seeing over and over again that need to be covered. Little housekeeping first. We've got a couple workshops coming up. We've got John Vivanco coming up at Remote Viewer, excellent Remote Viewer. He's remote viewed the mountain and a lot of the ships landing on the mountain. And he'll be doing a workshop May 17th through the 20th and May 24th through the 27th. We have the self-mastery class. So it's an amazing class. It takes you from, you know, through all the dimensions, you experience the different dimensional beings. It teaches you how to heal unseen negative influences, how to create, how to manifest. There's so much in there, and it's all packed into one. So it's a very powerful workshop. And we work with the, you know, people's higher selves, the masters, all different types of beings come in during this workshop. So through the workshop, your frequency keeps going up higher and higher and higher. And you know, people, it's a life-changing experience for most people. The things I wanted to cover today, I'm kind of called tonight's show SBC Incorrect, because it is going to be spiritually and politically incorrect, you know. So anyway, there's going to be a few things that need to be said here. People may not like how it's said, and that's okay, you know. But there's things that need to be said. And we can get this out of the way and then move on to other topics, which I'd rather talk about. But there's some interesting things in the news. And I think things that aren't being covered that need to be covered, which are quite interesting. And a lot of it is coming from the teachers. And they're coming from school teachers and teachers that were there, you know, at the Florida school shooting. And nobody's asking them what they think and things like that. So I'm going to read you. There's a woman named Miss Rayleigh, and she had a lot to say. She's a school teacher, and then another school teacher I'm going to bring on later that was actually at the school. And this is what she had to say. She said, okay, I'll be the bad guy and say what no one else is brave enough to say, but wants to say. I'll take all the criticism and attacks from everyone because, you know what, I'm a teacher. I live this life daily, and I wouldn't do anything else, but I also know daily I could end up in an active shooter situation. And she says, until we as a country are willing to get serious and talk about the mental health issues, lack of available care for the mental health issues, and look at the discipline in the home, the horrendous lack of parental support when it comes to the schools, you know, and when the schools are trying to control horrible behavior at school, you know, the parents say, no, not my kid. You know, what did you do to cause my kid to react that way? The lack of moral values. And yes, she goes, I'll say it, violent video games that take away all sensitivity to any compassion for others' lives, as well as reality TV that makes commonplace for people to constantly scream in each other's faces and not value any other person but themselves. And we'll always have a gun problem in school. Our kids don't understand the permanency of death. Anyway, she kind of goes on, but she talks about how she was raised and her values and how those values just aren't there anymore. And about being, you know, being your kid's friend is not always the good, you know, and letting them do whatever they want. You know, kids need boundaries and they need their parents to take an active role in what's happening and pay attention, you know, to the consciousness of your kid and what they're dealing with. So, There's a lot more in here, but it kind of goes on. And you know, she talks about how they say that I'm a horrible person because I didn't bring up gun control and refused to debate it with anyone because she doesn't want people screaming in her face. And she did this anonymously. She, you know, a lot of these people are doing this anonymously. So anyway, here's another one that I wanted to talk about. There's another school teacher from the school where the shooting occurred. Did not want her identity revealed because of the backlash from David and company. She said there was a threat assessment done which the advice was not heeded or acted upon. And so they had somebody come in, I guess in December, did a threat assessment and said, you need to do this and this and this, and none of it was done. So she wasn't happy about that. And she said there was also the sheriffs who did not act, you know, and stood down, you know. She said, Hogan, the mainstream media will not address these issues because they have an agenda and are using the kids to fulfill that agenda. So the teachers aren't happy over there. They're not happy how this is going on. And I'm going to go further into this later. But one thing I really want to cover, when they talk about getting these kids the health care that they need and things like that and counseling, I think we need to look at the label of the drugs administered to these kids and young adults. And, you know, most of these psychotropics say right on the label, may lead to suicide and acts of violence. So, I mean, nobody's talking about this because these sponsors, you know, these drug companies are major sponsors of most of the lamestream media. So you just don't hear about this. Now, almost everybody and kid involved in these shootings were on these drugs. So, you know, when we say get them counseling they need, let's focus on healing, not medicating. The lamestream media would miss out on a lot of advertising if they address this issue, and that's basically why they don't do it. So anyway, that really needs to be covered. We need to look at these meds. And I know in almost every case when there's multiple shootings or somebody goes ballistic and shoots his family and whatever, they go right to the medicine cabinet and there they are, the same drugs almost every time. And it's right on the label, you know? So, you know, there's a lot more drugs out there that are doing some damage that we can talk about in another show, but we need to look at this. Now, this is the one that almost brought tears to my eyes. I thought this was amazing. Yeah. There's a woman named Elizabeth Botsticker, and she's a ninth grader, and she skipped the walkout. And instead, she wrote letters to the classmates apologizing to those who have been shunned, ignored, and alienated. She focused on the real issues and solutions. So, you know, people are saying, talking about her, she says, she has genuine maturity, true understanding of the issues of her generation, and the heart of a true leader. She and her parents should be very proud. And, you know, I think young women like Elizabeth should be the ones on CNN, not, you know, the impetulant, ignorant kids who skip their history classes, you know, calling out for an end to Second and now First Amendment rights, you know, such as the case with Laura Ingraham and some of the others. Trying to censor Laura Ingraham by getting her sponsors and advertisers to boycott her backfired. You know, it didn't work. Now, you know, again, we're talking about First Amendment right. These kids need to go back and read their constitution and realize there are reasons for these rights. They need to be supported. All these people take an oath and they need to look at it. So anyway, so basically, his SAT scores weren't high enough, and Laura did not set the bar for this. It's not her fault. He didn't get into these colleges. And she made a comment on him not getting into these colleges. And so, you know, it wasn't her fault. She didn't set the bar. She didn't create the SAT. And so you need to let go of that. So anyway, it's sorry, David, you know, it's bad enough trying to take away the Second Amendment rights. You know, when you trespass on the First Amendment, freedom of speech, you know, it's game over. You know, people are not going to buy that one. Now, speaking of David Hogg, I don't know if it's Hogg or Hogue, right? People say Hogg, so we'll just go with Hogg. But he has a lot of explaining to do. Now, here's some things that have come up. Here's some facts. He was not at the shooting. In his own words, he grabbed his camera and rode his bike 3 miles when he heard about the shooting. So then he makes a film with him in a closet hiding from the gunman. No, I didn't misspell gunman. You know, I'm saying gunmen. We'll talk about that later. Then he talks about this teacher saving him while bullets were flying and pulling them into a room and locking the door. Same testimony borrowed, given by other students. So, David, you might want to get your story straight. You know, were you at home? Were you riding your bike to school 3 miles? Or were you there during the shooting? You know, we're trying to figure this one out because your story is not adding up, especially the closet one. You know, it just isn't working. I'm sorry. Now, his mother works for CNN, go figure. I mean, what does that tell you? His father works for the FBI and trains agents for urban combat simulators. So He also provides an array of exotic weapons and gear, etc. Now, this is the kicker for me. The teacher said she saw full metal gear, an exotic gun she's never seen before. And I would imagine, you know, this teacher's probably seen AR-15s and things like that, because for her to even say it's an exotic gun she's never seen before, they're pretty common. So she also heard one shooter giving orders to another to go down the hall and check the other rooms. So that's why I'm saying gunmen. I'm not saying gunman. Why would the shooter dressed in full metal gear with an exotic weapon be telling somebody else to go check down the hall, you know, go down the hall and check out the other rooms? So anyway, right there, there's another claim we cannot verify. And there's a lot of people saying that he is a crisis actor, and he actually graduated from a California high school years ago, and his California classmates are calling him out. So again, this has not been verified, but if this is the case, he would not just be a liar, but complicit in the shooting. And so this needs some serious investigation of this. This may be somebody just making something up, you know, it was on YouTube, so, you know, we can't say, but the other stuff are facts that I was talking about earlier. Now, here's another one. Last, David, we'd like to explain your, you know, Reddix posts and how you love mosquitoes because they kill so many people, and how the world is overpopulated. And that is the agenda. That's the New World Order agenda. And so are these false flags and everything else going on. It's that same program. So I would, you know, like for him to explain that, why he loves mosquitoes so much, because they kill so many people. And he also, you know, a lot of posts in there about how he talked posts about how he's gonna be a famous star, you know, after all this is over. And, you know, my thing is, did your 17 dead classmates fit into your deep population program or belief, you know, and are you capitalizing on this event, hoping it launches your career, you know, your desire for fame and notoriety? So anyway, you know, my question is, you know, it's really sad. Where are the other kids, you know, the kids that have different stories, the kids that may, you know, not agree with David? You know, you're not seeing them because he is the poster boy for gun control, basically. And he is a poster boy for the New World Order. So we'll go further than this. So where have we seen false flag agendas like this in the past? You know, Hitler with his brown-shirted jackboot-wearing youth groups, you know, they did the same program. Every mass genocide began with removing the right to bear arms, which is why I speak about these kids not paying attention in history class. You know, what would have happened in Germany if the Jews were armed? You know, world domination would never get off the ground because the resistance at home would have made it impossible. There'd be so many people with guns that are saying, no, you're not gonna pack me on a train and send me to a camp. And, you know, so again, you know, I can go more into this, you know. So now here's another one. Did you know London, you know, where guns are banned, is actually exceeded New York City, you know, in homicides? So banning guns obviously doesn't work. Now, most of the mass shootings are carried out in gun-free zones. Again, you know, that's open season. You know, you go into a gun-free zone, you can do whatever you want. You're not gonna be met with any resistance. So my second thing is, why do cities with the highest murder rates have the strictest gun control laws? You know, what are the statistics where personal protection avoided homicides? In fact, you know, why is the crime rate lower in open carry states? And so anyway, how many lives have been saved by good law-abiding citizens, you know, armed citizens? So anyway, I'm just trying to say, let's get the emotional stuff out and look at the statistics and everything else. And again, also too, I'm all for lasers on stun, you know, so, you know, we need to, I'm sure we have them, you know, we have engineered stuff you couldn't imagine. So there are other ways of taking care of business that aren't so messy. So I'm all for, you know, personal protection, but, you know, let's bring out some new exotic technology that doesn't kill people, make a mess of things. Now, here's another one. How about this, David? The blood of all victims of genocide in the past is on your hands. I go, how about if you're a transgender, follow PETA and hate Google, the blood of all the people shot, one killed, is on your hands. This is the logic you follow. You know, if I lost you there, it's because this is so ridiculous it defies all logic. The same logic is what is used to demonize law-abiding citizens who believe in personal protection, as well as the NRA or anyone who believes in the Constitution. Have you researched the agenda of the New World Order, the global elite? Why do they want to take away your guns? And, you know, you and those who sponsor you have the same agenda, either knowingly or in ignorance. So my question, David, is, are you knowingly carrying out that agenda? You know, do you know the end result of that agenda? So anyway, we really need to look at the history and pay attention. You know, I would love to see no guns. I would love to see a government that we could trust. You know, I would love to see all of our protections being taken care of in a fair and just way. We're not there yet. So until we get there, I'm going to take care of what I need to take care of. So basically, that's it. So here's another one. Now, this is great. CNN, who's the biggest push for this, disarming everybody, they're running ads in foreign countries on how to enter USA illegally. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Better yet, who's sponsoring these ads? George Soros, Open Borders? I mean, they're running ads on how to get in the USA illegally and how to, you know, set yourself up after you're here. This is so ridiculous. It's beyond, to me, this is beyond ridiculous, but it gets even better. So Robert De Niro just got busted, you know, in a disgusting act after calling Trump a lowlife. He was detained and questioned in France for being involved in an international prostitute ring, which employed underage girls, you know, three fingers back to De Niro. So anyway, these people, I'm going to go further in this. This is so crazy. And this is going to get kind of disgusting, but it is disgusting. And so anyway, according to many YouTuber channels, Anderson Cooper is referred to as, you know, taking in the pooper, Cooper, basically. That's what they say on these YouTube channels. Now, he's ex-CIA, and he comes from an extremely wealthy family, New World Order. He's taken the moral high ground, though, while interviewing Stormy Daniels. You know, he just might want to look at his own sex life before sitting there in his chair so noble and asking those disgusting questions. Give us a break. You know, there's a lot in the closet there. So anyway, I'm probably going to get into trouble for that one, you know, with the PC police and, you know, and this spiritually and politically correct czars. But anyway, it's on YouTube. It's all over YouTube. So check it out. It just blows me away, but these people are setting themselves as icons and taking the moral high road, and they aren't. Nobody's looking at their history, basically. Now this gets even better. Harvey Weinstein just gave a speech at the ICMEC, International Center for Exploited Children, and my question is, were any of those exploited actors underage? You know, again, why would they choose him to give a speech about exploitation? I mean, he's the king of exploitation, you know. And, you know, but wait, there's even more. Robert De Niro actually owns the restaurant in which Harvey Weinstein entertained his sex abuse victims. So I mean, these guys that are just screaming and pointing fingers, there's three fingers back, folks, you know. And so we need to pay attention to that. Now, I can't wait for the Hillary underage women sex tapes and the FBI seize from the Wiener's laptop to come out. That's coming out shortly. So. And wait till you find out the covens that she belongs to. That's starting to hit the press. And, you know, need I speak of Jimmy Kimmel taking the moral high ground? I mean, Harvey Jr., come on. I go, just watch some of his videos. Watch Jimmy Kimmel's old videos. You'll see that he has no high ground to sit on. And so anyway, the ones screaming the loudest are the ones most guilty, and we can't depend on news anchors and Hollywood to take the moral high ground. Hollywood is ground zero for decadent satanic worship central, the voodoo capital of the world. The lamestream media has made so many false accusations, character assassinations with no foundation in truth. Because of their extreme bias, we cannot take anything they say seriously anymore. And so I can't even watch them. It's just pathological lying, you know. So now that there's no Russian collusion, you know, what are they going to talk about? You know, how about the real Russian collusion, Uranium One, and those who benefited from it, you know, some of which were part of the investigation You know, so anyway, it's so ridiculous. And it blows me. People are still flying these flags, you know. Hillary, you know, she paid for the dossier, you know, to the false dossier, you know, so to go after Trump. I don't understand it. You guys, like, wake up, smell the coffee. So if they lied about Russia, what else have they lied about? Anyone in their right mind would switch channels, which unfortunately is the problem. The fluoride and the brainwashing is working. So let's get back. Take note of the track record of the false narratives given over and over until people actually believe it. You know, never ask most Democrats or liberal, you know, lefts to give a factual basis for their beliefs. All they can do is cite CNN, you know. And, you know, that's an open display of ignorance. The racist Russian collusion, mental illness, women-hating comments towards the president-elect originated there. So has anyone done the research, asked his employees, looked at the donations he doesn't boast about? You know, I'm not saying he's a saint, but the swamp he is there to drain are the ones behind all these false narratives and attacks. So anyway, I want to clear something up here. I'm not against gays. I'm not against transgenders. I'm not against ignorant and petulant children who want to take away your First and Second Amendment rights, you know. What I want to do is expose the hypocrisy and the deceptions, not to mention the agenda behind the hypocrisy and the deception. If you really want to know the truth, follow the money. Follow Q. So if you haven't been following QAnon, get on with it, because they are really bringing this out and really blowing the whistle on the deep state and what they're all about and the lamestream media and everything. So am I a right-wing Republican? No. Am I, you know, I'm an open-minded researcher, always aware of the agenda of the New World Order in full knowledge of the players in this chess game. It does not just concern this dimension. There are many dark heart puppets, sometimes knowingly and unknowingly. The deep state is the swamp. They are the pawns for the mindset that wants to enslave humanity, perpetuate war, disease, and ignorance. That will use their puppets to do everything possible to stop their demise, you know, and their demise is coming. The puppets are the politicians, news anchors, actors, musicians, which push their agenda and attack those exposing the malfeasance. So they come in all colors, all faiths, all parties. To be honest, the vast majority are the double-speaking, you know, news anchors and the pathological liars. And unfortunately, a lot of people on the left. Now, I was used to be more aligned with the Democrat Party, and you know, I loved Kennedy and a lot of those guys. But I think we haven't had a solid president since Kennedy, basically. And now I'm saying, you know, believe it or not, with Trump, he is a lot like Kennedy. So, you know, they attacked Kennedy on every level. You know, he was going up against the New World Order. He exposed them, said who they were, gave speeches on it. Next thing you know, he's dead, you know. So anyway, it's almost the same agenda being played out here. But what I'm saying is that people need to come together around what's important. And what's important is the liberation of Earth, the planet Earth, from the New World Order, from the elite, the global elite, and from other forces that are unseen that most people won't even talk about because people aren't ready for that. They can't handle that. So, you know, basically you've got these unseen negative influences. You can call them reptilian, you can call them serpent beings, you can call them demons. There's a lot of different names, archons and things like that. And these global elite actually are part of that process. They're puppets for the archons, and the politicians are the puppets for the global elite. Most politicians, there are some good ones out there. And that's the way the system is. That's the way it works right now. And so this is a multidimensional chess game going on. It's a lot bigger than you think. There's just so much more going on in the story. Now, those who are awake are aware of the different dimensions and what's unfolding and what's happening. And they're very much behind draining the swamp and bringing back universal law, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, that's what universal law is all about. And it's time to clean up the planet and clean up our consciousness. And basically the bottom line is our Constitution and the Bill of Rights fits very well with universal law. It's very close. And so those who are really trying to reinstate the Republic and, you know, defend the Republic, and those who are trying to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are the people that are aligned with universal law. It's that simple. And so that's what we need to get behind. And we need to stop the separation game. This is all, the separation game is, it's a meme, you know, it's a mindset. It's set up to do just that. You know, they're here to separate the cultures, the religions, the races, everything. And all this race card, this, you know, we're the human race, basically. And we need to come together as the human race to deal with this. So that's my thing is that, you know, I don't care what belief you are, what religion you are, what color you are. It doesn't matter to me. You're a soul. All souls come from the same source. We all go back to the same source. All this other stuff is a game. And some people are really into the separation game. You know, the right wing, the left wing, it's the same bird, you know, basically. So anyway, that is the game. And we need to start looking at this game. And we need to start looking at the lifestyles of the people that are going against, you know, bringing back universal law and cleaning the planet up and taking care of business. So that's basically, you know, what's going on right now. So again, I want to tell you that there are beings beyond your imagination that are working together right now to help out humanity, to bring this up. Our ancient ancestors are returning. You have nothing to fear about what's coming from the sky. They're cleaning up what's always been here. So we've always had negative entities, let's say some are alien, some are off-worlders, that have been messing with humanity way back even before the Egyptian times. And that's going to be cleaned up. And so these other higher dimensional beings are coming in to clear that up. So our ancient ancestors, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, Arcturians, the Sirians, the Andromedans are all coming to assist in this major planetary liberation. They're all part of this process. Most people are not going to be aware of that because all they're going to see is the physical and what's happening in the physical. They might, you know, get a bliss hit once in a while or hear some ringing in their ears or you know, see some lights in the sky. And that's about it. You know, they're not going to be aware. And especially if you're locked into the mainstream media, you're not going to be aware of any of this. You're going to be totally clueless, you know, about what's really happening with the big picture. So you're going to see some technologies being used beyond your imagination. I mean, we're talking about jump rooms, portals, interdimensional ships. And, you know, I can go on and on. There's beings that could just appear wherever they want to appear and take care of business. And they are going to start taking care of business. And who they're working through. And I'll tell you a little secret that most people aren't talking about. But those trips that Trump took to China, to Japan, he's working with Russia. You know, all of these leaders are actually working with the higher dimensional beings. They're working with, mainly with the Pleiadians and another group, the Nordics. And they're working to free humanity from these other entities. And they're also helping the white hats in cleaning up the physical counterparts, the puppets, you might say, here on the earth, the global elite and things of that nature. And so they're working very hard to bring in a whole new monetary system, one that's more fair and just, a whole new justice system. It's not going to be the just us system anymore. That's coming in. They're going to be anchoring in universal law. And war is going to be a thing of the past once this is finished. All the wars were created by the banksters. They funded both sides since Napoleon. You know, most of the diseases, all of this stuff, the war and disease profiteers, that's who these people are. And they're going to be held accountable and they're going to be exposed. And that's why we have I think it's up to almost 25,000 sealed indictments, which just became unsealed. And so you're going to see a lot of people disappearing off the scene coming up. So anyway, this is the big picture. This is what's really going down. Now, people that are talking about the physical aspect of this, and they know people aren't ready to really hear the whole truth, they have to give you it in bits and pieces, is the QAnon, and there's also some other people out there that are aligned with, they're the white hats, and they're aligned with the higher dimensional beings. And the top leaders have met, they've made an agreement, and they're going to put an end to this cabal, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this happen right now. How many CEOs have stepped down? They're just disappearing. They're all being held to task, you know, for what they've done and their acts. And so I'll tell you a little secret. The NSA has everything. They have every phone call, every email, everything. They have it all. And you know, and people have a hard time understanding that. Well, that knowledge is in the good hands now, and they're going to use that knowledge to take out. They know everything about these people, the dark hearts, and what they're up to. They know, and they're using that technology. And hopefully, after they're done with this technology, they'll lock it down and stop, you know, getting into other people's lives. And I think that's eventually they are going to go back to the right to privacy and a lot of these other, you know, basic human rights. And once this is over, but it's kind of interesting. They're using their own technology and their own assets against them. And so I'm all for that, you know, basically. But anyway, you know, we're in the middle of that right now. We're in the middle of the massive cleanup. So there are some things I can't really talk about that are coming to bear here very soon, but I will tell you that we are going to have a whole different monetary system, a whole new dollar is going to come out. It's not going to be owned by the banksters. The Federal Reserve is not going to be involved in this. And it's going to free the people. You have no idea how much you're enslaved by these Federal Reserve systems and these other the international banksters. And once this money gets freed up, there's another thing that's going on too that most people are aware of, is that we actually are in, they've signed executive orders, you know, that we're in a what do they call that? The state of emergency. Anyway, they've been signed. That happened quite a while ago. And that actually gives the military, mainly the Marines, the right to open up these courts. And they're a whole different jurisdiction. And you can't get your fancy lawyers and everybody else in there to bail you out, you know. And these are military tribunals. And they've opened these things. And I think they have 12 main ones. I'm not sure how many. And they're pretty much done, you know, and that's where these indictments came from. The lawyers aren't going to get them out of this, you know, when they start arresting these people. They already have all the goods on them. You don't create an indictment unless you've got almost a slam dunk case. And they have it. And they've used NSA and they've used all that technology to get all the information they need, all the stuff that's been hidden. You know, no matter how many computers you destroy, how many BlackBerries you hammer, how many emails you erase, they're still there. Somebody has them, and they have all of it. And so all of this is going to come out. So anyway, because of the fragile nature of the collective consciousness, they can only let a little bit out at a time. Because if you knew how dark and decadent it is, most people couldn't handle it. They can't handle the truth. It's beyond ugly. That's the only thing I can say. So anyway, I would rather not focus on this kind of thing, but it needs to be said. I'm seeing so many people believing the nonsense that's being spewed out through the lamestream media. And they have no foundation. If you ask them, they make these statements, and they're very extremely condemning and negative statements. And you say, well, what factual basis do you have for that statement? They can't come up with anything. And they go, well, where did you get that information? And they go, well, it's all over the news, you know, like CNN and the other ones, you know. It's And I go, but yeah, but do you have any personal knowledge? Have you done any research into this? And usually when you do, you find out that this is just a made up story. It has no foundation. And I've seen this again and again and again. There's nothing there. There's no beef, you know, just like the whole Russian collusion. There's never been any beef there. And the real collusion came from the people that weren't doing the investigation. And the ones you really need to look into are the ones that actually created, you know, the fraudulent dossiers and all the other stuff. That's where the real collusion is. So anyway, if you do the research, you'll find out that everything is opposite. And just take anything the lamestream media tells you, reverse it, and you're going to have the truth. And that's the way it is right now. But that's going to come to a close here really quick, because these guys, they're all participants in a very ugly conspiracy. And it goes under, it follows under treason, basically, and quite a few other laws. And, you know, they're going up against a duly elected president, and some of the things that they're doing, they're all working together, and there is an agenda behind it, and the deep state is behind it, and these other forces are behind the deep state, you know. So it's that simple, basically. So anyway, you have the unseen negative influences, and you can call them whatever your belief system calls them, because everybody calls them different things. And then you have the international banksters, basically, and then you have, you know, the global elite, and then you have the politicians and the other people, you know, to pull out. And again, I'm not saying all politicians. There are some good politicians out there, and there are some good people within government, and there's good people within the military, and there's good people within all the agencies. But the problem is that the top has been totally corrupted, and so they're going to have to go from the top down, and so the actually good people that are really working on the side of humanity and to protect humanity and have taken an oath and honor that oath, those people need to rise up and be put in the positions of power, because the ones in power now are the corruption is so bad it's not. It's just unbelievable. I can't even go there. It's one day I'll be able to tell you how bad it is, but people aren't ready for that yet. So we're just going to leave it at that. But anyway, you know, we like to focus on the higher conscious energy, and there are some major energy waves coming in. The Pleiadians are setting something up right now where a huge amount of energy is going to come through. And these energies are exponential. They get stronger and stronger, and they're bringing everything up for us. They're exposing everything for us to look at, and we all have to do our part. And part of that is just walking away from governments and systems and jobs and behaviors and things like that, and doing something different. You know, everybody's gonna feel that differently. But the people that want to continue in the tyranny and the enslavement, and those groups are going to implode. They are not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth and this other plan, whatever you want to call it. It's massive. It's like the source itself is saying, kids, we're going to the next level, get your act together, or you may not be here. That's basically what's going down. And it's not, you know, it's not a punishment, it's action reaction, basically. It's an acceleration of karma, whatever you want to give it, you know. I saw a funny a little sign the other day. I almost bought it. I probably might go back and get it. It was so funny. And it said, "Dear Karma, there's a list of people that I think you missed." And then they started listing all the people. He says, you know, "I have a list of, you know, of people you might have missed, you know." So it's kind of funny, but that is what's going to happen. You know, it's a lot of people are going to experience the reaction to their action. Their consciousness is going to create realities that are not heaven on earth. They're actually going to take themselves in a different direction. So what we need to do is focus on love and joy and bliss and the higher consciousness and energy, connect with the higher dimensional beings, ask for help. Whatever religion you are, you know, just make sure you're calling on a being that is of the light and working with the light and connected to source. And, you know, do your prayers, you know, do your healing work, do your clearing work, and, you know, to help out with this process. So we have a lot of techniques that are for healing unseen negative influences, and techniques for maintaining your self-authority and things like that. And they're, you know, I never plug my books, but they're in all my books basically. So, you know, if you go to the website at eseti.org or go to lulu.com or just about anywhere you can find the books, just type in James Gilliland or author or it'll come up. So there's a lot of ways of getting the books, but it's in there. All this information is in there. We've been writing about the New World Order and their agenda and the Earth changes, everything, this grand shift that's coming up. We've been writing about this since 1982. So, you know, and it's happening now. And so all I can say is read the books. It's in there. You know, all the information you need is in there. And, you know, reunion with source, becoming gods, the ultimate soul journey. And the latest one, Anunnaki Return, covers all these higher dimensional beings and what's happening on Earth. And it covers the real history of Earth, which is great. So, you know, we have a long, long history we're not hearing about. And it goes back to the ancient Anunnaki, and it goes back 600,000 years. So it goes back a long time. And, you know, there was beings that came here. They were gods with the little g, you might say. They referred to them as the gods. And, you know, you had Anu and Enki and Enlil and their offsprings and their groups. And, you know, they had turf wars, and some were benevolent, some were not. And that's where we got, you know, all those old stories about the, you know, you got the Hebrew gods, the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods. They're all the same. They all came from the same place. So anyway, it's all coming together now. If you do the research on it, you'll find out. But the question we have to ask is, who created them? You know, and if you have the concept of God as a he, you know, did he have a mother? You know, it's just like, where's the mother in this? You know, we're not hearing it about that. It's a one-sided program. So, you know, I've had my own near-death experiences. I've been there. I know what the source is. It's not a he, it's not a she. It's, from my understanding, it's a golden white light, and it's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. There's no words to describe it. And it doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's beyond all of that. We personify God. We create God in our own image, and we try to turn it into a human. It's way beyond that. You know, it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And we're not alone. So there's a lot of other beings that have been around a lot longer than we have. You know, luckily they're coming to help right now. So on that note, I wanted to open the lines if anybody wanted to do some call-ins. It looks like we're getting a little stuck here. There we go. And this is interesting. A little bit of technical difficulty, but we'll figure it out. But the we wanted to open the lines, and I want to give you the numbers. If you want to call in and talk about your experiences, and you know, a lot of people are really under the gun right now. We're being attacked, basically, especially the light workers, through this shift, because the dark hearts and these other energies, unseen energies, are really coming at you. And hang in there, because it's not going to be too much longer. These are going out. They're on the way out. And just hold your frequency, stand your ground, stay in your own divinity, and do whatever you need to do. You know, learn how to heal these unseen negative influences. And again, that's on the website, and it's in the books as well. But just to hang in there, you know, there's a lot of people think they're all alone in this. You're not alone. The whole Earth is going through this transition, and it's global. And we just have to hang in there a little bit longer, and a lot of these other influences are going to be gone, you know, so that's the good news. So anyway, if you want to call in, you know, the number is 888-627-6008. And we've got our producer online, so if anyone wants to come in and talk about some of their experiences going through this shift and what's happening, feel free. And if you want to see, you know, if you're a constant watcher of CNN, please don't call. No, I'm just kidding. It's all right. But, you know, turn that thing off. I mean, turn your TV off, get out in nature and do your research. You know, do your research. Don't accept anybody else, not even mine. Now, don't accept anybody else's beliefs or opinions. You know, I just happen to have connections and resources that some people don't have. And I'm willing to share that. Some things I can't share yet, but I do know that things are going to turn around, and tyranny is coming to a close, and it doesn't have much longer to hang out. So again, if anybody wants to call in, it's 888-627-6008. And I know this was an intense show. I don't think I'm going to cover this again, but I really wanted to get, I see these guys and they have first priority on CNN and things like that. And it's just crazy. You know, it's insane. And they're so full of piss and venom, you know, and they're they don't know what they're talking about. And they're all they're talking about is an agenda. It's not even their agenda. It's been given to them and they're just playing it out. So it looks like we've got a few callers coming in. We've got Lynn on line one. Lynn, are you with us?
I am, yes.
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, James. Oh, thanks. I love what you do. And I just, as you were talking tonight, I just wondered what your thought is about people that have gone through cancer treatment. Because I thought to myself, maybe the agenda has been to actually do something with those drugs to harm people more.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we've had the cure for cancer for quite some time, and most cancer is anaerobic. Right. And if you increase the blood oxygen and raise the pH, it backs it out of the system. And Otto Warburg gave us that technology back in, I think, 1927. He was a triple PhD Nobel Prize winner. So, you know, there's a lot of technologies around that. That people are curing cancer. I know I sent people down to a spa in Mexico and they've been like stage four and they've pulled them out of it. So by using
some... I'm just dealing with the side effects now, but I just think that all that the people go through, like myself, it actually can do more harm. So then you have to take care of the side effects and everything after that.
Well, according to the American Medical, the AMA Association or whatever, they were doing research on this, and they found out that you have a 400% better chance of surviving cancer by not doing chemotherapy and some of the other things.
I know. I have great faith, and I'm healing myself with just my own, I guess, knowledge and getting help from, you know, upstairs. So.
Great. Yeah, anything that's done can be undone. And some of these technologies that are going to be released here pretty soon can undo all that. So I just, you know, I know where some of these technologies are. We're just waiting for the funding and the other things to come through so we can put it together. And that's coming too pretty soon. So
I just
hang in there. It's not going to be long, and these things are going to be a thing of the past.
Yes. Okay, James, thanks so much. I'm sharing everything you do with everyone I know that is a light worker, because they need to be informed as well. I've been informed since quite a while.
Well, thanks for calling, and we'll put you in our prayers.
You. Okay, thank you.
All right, we've got Rob online too. Rob, are you with us?
I am, James. Hello from Canada.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. So anyways, just a little bit about kind of my scenario. I'm kind of a year into this thing. Like, before, about a year ago, I had no idea, like, the deep state was a thing or pretty much any of this. I kind of had always suspected sort of, you know, other beings and aliens and all that stuff's real. But I've noticed since about January that, I mean, you mentioned attacks earlier, but my emotions have been all over the place. And I'm wondering, is that sort of these energy waves coming through and changing everything, in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's energies that are bringing everything up for us to heal and process. And there's other energies that are trying to knock you down at the same time. So, I mean, you've got HARP, you've got chemtrails, you've got the unseen negative influences on that side, you know, and then you've got the higher dimensional beings coming in trying to lift everything up, you know, and assist us. And so it's kind of a roller coaster right now. And some of these other influences are going to be taken away pretty soon. And people are going to have a quantum leap, you know, in healing and consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So another thing too, cause I've heard you talk about this too. Well, I still have you. So there's going to be a banking reset from your knowledge. So the technologies and that sort of thing, what's sort of the timeline in that? Because I assume after they reform the banking system, a lot of these like corporations that hold on to this stuff will be brought, you know, will be maybe audited or something will come up from them, right?
Well, definitely, you know, and the justice system, everything else. When these factions are taken out, it's going to take the lid off of these technologies and they're going to be coming out everywhere. And, you know, I know people that have things in their garage that they built. A lot of stuff you're going to see coming out of China, you know. So a lot of the technology will be coming out of China, unfortunately, because it has been so suppressed here. But it's going to happen here as well. And it's just a matter of time that, you know, the people that put the lid on this are losing control. They're pretty much done. And their whole system is unraveling. So as soon as that's done, all this is going to come out.
Okay, interesting. So it's all building to a crescendo, eh? Because that's what I feel, at the very least. Okay.
Definitely. Well, yeah, hang in there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, James.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for calling.
We've got Bill on line 3. Bill, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I've got a question for you. You got some of it on that the last question there, but I'm wondering on some of this energy. I've heard you've said it, and a few of the other ones that the energy just kind of keeps building up exponentially this year. Is a lot of that coming from like the central sun? Is that, is it coming from a lot of the our off-world help, or you know, or?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, we're moving into a highly energized place in space, and it's part of our natural evolution. And we're going through these waves of energy, and most of it originates in the central sun. But the other higher dimensional beings know about these waves of energy, and they use them themselves to assist in this process. So they're very aware of these astronomical and cosmic energies and things like that, and they utilize that in the work that they're doing. So it's all kind of connected.
So that's are they helping kind of regulate some of that that's coming through on us, so we're not overwhelmed or you know kind of burned out on it or anything? Or
yeah, I've heard definitely.
Some people talk about that too, but I didn't know if that was actual or not.
Yeah, they are monitoring the planet to make sure that things don't get too crazy, and they don't want us to go into World War III. But they do know we have to process a lot, both individually and collectively. You know, even with countries and stuff. So they're monitoring this and trying to make sure that it doesn't get too out of hand. But, you know, there are some things that have to happen. It's just part of the healing process.
All right. That helps. Thank you. And keep up the good work. I love listening to you. This is, I'm sure a lot of other people do, too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. We've got one more quick caller, and then we've got to sign off. So I think we've got Eric on line 5. Are you with us, Eric?
Hello, James.
Welcome to the show. We've only got a couple minutes here, so make it quick.
Well, I just wanted to double check with you. You were saying that you think that we may see some lifting of the veil soon.
Yeah, we're in it right now. We've got another wave coming in. I think it's just in a few days. Another major wave of energy coming through. And it's just going to keep increasing. And I know that the consciousness of the planet is awakening. And with all the work that, you know, the white hats and all these other people are doing to put an end to these suppressive energies and technologies, it's just going to keep growing exponentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been following the Ascension Diaries with Alexis Buck. She's been following the Schumann resonance spikes, and then also I believe we had some electromagnetic field fluctuations over the past 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, the Earth's going nuts right now. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. Keeps going up and down. The poles are, they've actually pulled, we would have had a major pole shifts already, but they pulled it back, you know, so they're helping us out quite a bit,
right.
You know, they're, but I know if you notice, go outside, look, the stars are not in the same place that they usually are, and it's freaking a lot of people out, and I watch the sky all the time, and I'm going, what happened here, you know, so things are not where they should be.
Yeah, I've been a follower of Corey Good as well, and I noticed that he mentioned that the blue spheres have completely gone at this point, so the buffering that we were getting at one point is now gone.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got to sign off, unfortunately, but thanks for calling, and we'll set up some more time on another show so we can get more callers in, but again, thanks for your input.
Yeah, thank you, James. Enjoy listening to you.
All right. This is James Gillen and signing off tonight. Just hang on to that. Hang on to your boots, basically. We're going to have a wild ride here, and things are going to be changing very quickly. We're going to get through this. Just focus on love and joy and bliss and universal law and be kind to each other and focus on creating heaven on earth, and we'll all get through this. Help out your neighbors. Anyway, have a good evening. Good night.